They used to call them prisons, outhouses, the necessary, or the outdoor bathrooms, or back house, or the toilet, or some even spice it up and serve as a garden house, or the biff. And some people still use the word biff as a toilet stool and not the, you know, as you referring to it as outside.
If you had trouble and were telling me about them, you might say, well,
I have
troubles
too. Or I got troubles and I'd like to talk them over with you.
Alright, did you hear? Did you
hear
that noise?
Yes.
I might say yes, I
heard the noise.
And then I might say, I'm not afraid though, because I have
heard the noise many times before. Which I do. My dog have a rug on the front porch that he scratches very often at night. To me, it doesn't bother me, but to other people, they get scared of it. I know the sound, so I can turn on and go right on back to sleep.
All right. If I ask you if you know a person, you might say, no, but I
have heard of them.
If a friend came back to town and another friend had been visiting with him, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, no.
Ain't.
Then you might be asked, has your brother seen him yet? And again, you answer,
no, he ain't seen him yet.
Or you might say,
no, I haven't seen him yet.
Or
he hasn't seen him yet.
Does your brother like ice cream?
Yes, he does.
You don't smoke cigars, but he
used to, but doesn't anymore.
Or you might say, oh, he doesn't anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If a man lets his form go all right now and doesn't seem to care, you might say to someone who asks, I really don't know, but he just
don't care how he looks.
If your son is in school but pays no attention to the teacher, you might say he just
lazy or doesn't care.
You might give him his choice, but he will tell you
he doesn't care.
Which one to give him?
Mm-hmm.